As an attorney, when I used to practice law, I used to tell my clients, if you're mad about something, come to me. And they would say, what do you mean by come to you? If you want to vent about something, if you want to vent about it, I would rather you come to me and vent about it. And there's a reason why. And let me tell you why attorneys, and be careful because, you know, if you're dealing with billable hours, you may have to pay for it. But I want to share with you why your attorney probably has a preference for you to vent to them as opposed to someone else. The first thing is that if you're talking to them about something that you're really upset about, in the course of talking about it, you might actually give them information about evidence that they may need to acquire. Like, let's say that you're frustrated because your case is not going a particular way and you found out somebody else's case is going in a much different direction. Well, in the course of talking to you, you may realize that your attorney may find out from listening to you that the reason why that person's case is moving is because there's a piece of information that they have that you should be having in your case as well. Now they can go look for it because guess what? You didn't realize that was something that your attorney needed. Now they know they need that and they can keep rocking and rolling. I had something like that similarly happen where one of my clients was kind of frustrated because he couldn't understand why he got this particular result considering that this agency found in behalf of him and his friend. Well, guess what? When I was dealing with this employer, they didn't tell me that, and he didn't know it. It was what his friend told him. So guess what? When I contacted the employer, I said, give me a copy of that decision that you didn't tell me about, and they started to play dumb. I was like, I don't need it from you. I went to his friend's attorney and said, hey, can you give me a copy? And he's like, sure. And guess what? Now we have something in his case that I didn't realize was there. Had he not come to vent to me about it, I might not have known it was there. Also, it's a great opportunity to manage expectations because a lot of times what happens is I often tell people is that when people don't know things, they fill in the gaps on their own, and that's never a good thing. So if you're venting, that's a great opportunity for your attorney to articulate and answer those questions so that you have more information to fill in. Because if you're trying to educate yourself about what you think happens from your friends who probably don't know much more than you do, or Google, which almost always screws you up, you'll find yourself being more and more angry because now your expectations change. You have a representative who's there to help you get an understanding of what to expect. So as opposed to being angry about something and not telling them so this way they don't know, tell them so this way they can help you feel better about what you're dealing with. I've had more than my fair share of clients where I've had to bring them down. They were still hot when they were done, but they had a greater understanding so that they could focus that energy, they could focus that anger in a way so that they could use their energy in a particular way. And the reason why managing expectations is big is because in this time you also get the opportunity to explain the law. Again, Google is a dangerous thing. Great thing, use it all the time, but it's a dangerous thing when you're trying to educate yourself about the law and you may not be familiar with the nuances of the law. One of the things that I had when I was practicing law is that I had access to Westlaw case management system and also Google Scholar case management system. I used those two religiously. Anytime I was looking to see if there was any case law that popped up in a particular area that may be helpful to my clients and so forth. But I also gave me access to information about bad law that was popping up so that this way I'd be aware. So sometimes when I'm talking to my clients and they're like, I saw this law and it says this. And I'm like, well, I know what you're talking about because I've seen it. Did you know there's a couple of laws after that one that basically interprets that very differently than what you just read? Like, no. Ah. Well, let me explain to you. And all of a sudden they're like, well, I didn't realize that. I said, well, that's not what you're not there to realize that. And you hired me to realize that. I knew. So it's important that when you're talking to your clients, and your clients will understand this. I mean, this is important when you're, it's important when you're talking to your attorney will understand this, is that, you know, when you're angry about something and you think that the law is not treating you fair, give them the opportunity to articulate to you what the law says about certain things, so this way you'll have a better understanding of it. The biggest thing though, it's confidential. When you grumble to family or friends, you're grumbling to people who could potentially be a witness against you depending on the circumstances. And the reason why I say that is not to say that people who are in your circle were gonna screw you. That's not the way I'm talking about here. What I'm saying is that if you are articulating to people who are talking to them, you know, in a variety of different things like here, they don't have a duty to keep your information to themselves. they could go tell two or three people. When you have an attorney, that attorney has a duty, has an obligation, bar rules, to keep your confidential information to themselves. You can't say that about your partners over there. They can easily take your stuff and blow your stuff up, and there's nothing you can do about it. So you want to be mindful of the fact that even though they say, my boys, my girls, I got you. Yeah, they say that, but there's nothing that binds them to be able to do that, unlike having your attorney who actually keeps those things to themselves because they're ethically and legally bound to. I know it's hard. When you're going through this long process, it is really frustrating. But trust when I tell you, you want to keep all your issues in your house. You don't want to blow up your spot telling all your stuff to everybody and so forth. You want to keep those things to yourself. You don't want a situation where information that you're pissed off about flowing into other ears and that coming back to you in ways that you didn't expect. You got an attorney. Like I said, be mindful, because if you've got an attorney that's billable hours, you may not feel like, well, if I talk to them, they're going to charge me for it. But I will tell you, if you have an attorney, a relationship where there's something that you want to vent about, whether it be scheduling a consultation, scheduling an in-person meeting with them to talk to them about it, do that. Get it off your chest, but keep it in the house, because the last thing you want to do is let your anger blow back in your face.